All right, good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Derry Township Board of Supervisors meeting. It is our regularly scheduled meeting. It's Tuesday, October 10th, 2023, at approximately 7:04 p.m. I'd like to just indicate for the record that this board met in executive session beginning at 4 p.m. today. We concluded at approximately 6:30 p.m., and during that time, we were discussing land, legal, and personnel matters. So with that being said, I will officially call our meeting to order. And at this time, I would ask everybody to stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Mr. Christman, would you please conduct the roll call?
Certainly. Supervisor Zamuda?
Here.
Supervisor Corrado?
Here.
Supervisor Nutt?
Here.
Supervisor Wyckoff?
Here.
And Supervisor Abruzzo?
Here.
Five present, Mr. Chairman.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Christman. As all members of the board are present, we have a quorum, and we will move forward. The first item on our agenda is visitor or public comment. There are two visitor and public comment sessions on our agenda. First is now. The second one is at the end of the meeting. Just a reminder, if you come up for public comment, we ask that you identify yourself by first name, last name, and address. It's important that we have that information in the official record. And so we also ask that you speak clearly, pull the mic close to your voice. We can generally hear what people are saying at the podium, but unless you speak into the microphone, people in the room will not hear as much of what you say. So I'll ask you to speak up if I have to, and I'll try to be gentle about it. But the other thing is we ask is that you limit your comment to about 3 minutes in length, because as you can see, we have, as we always do, quite an agenda of items that we have to get through, and we want to make sure that everyone is heard in an appropriate way. So if you're getting to the three-minute mark and you haven't really wrapped up your comment, I'll just gently nudge you along to finish up. But other than that, public comment is for the public to put comment into the record. So I will also note, sort of going hand-in-hand with the visitor and public comment, is our general housekeeping announcement. You should all know, although it's posted within the meeting room, it has been the policy of the township to tape record all public meetings for the purpose of providing accurate minutes. To ensure all comments are captured by the recording device, everybody needs to speak directly into the microphone. And it's also important for you to know that because the meeting minutes are recorded for the purpose of providing accurate minutes, our meetings are also posted to the website, and they could probably go other places once they're posted. So I want everyone to know that when you get up and speak and you identify yourself, that information, it leaves this room. I just think everyone should always know that before they get up and speak. So with that being said, everyone's been forewarned, but we welcome public comment. So anyone wishing to come and come to the podium and place public comment into the record, this is the time and place to do so. So you just merely come to the podium, and if there's more than one of you, just form a line in a very civil manner. All right, seeing and hearing that no one is coming forward and no one wishes to give public comment at this time, as I said, there's a later opportunity. We'll move on with the next item on the agenda, which is our consent calendar. Under the consent calendar, the board can take multiple multiple items under one motion, or can take them separately. That's at the will of the board. And so at this time, under consent calendar, there are two items. One is the adoption of the Board of Supervisors meeting minutes for the meeting on September 26, 2023. And one is for approval of the October 10th, 2023 accounts payable and payroll. So I'll ask my colleagues, is there anyone with a motion?
I move that the Board of Supervisors approve the consent calendar items A and B as made public in tonight's agenda.
All right, motion is made by Mr. Wyckoff. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Motion is seconded by Mr. Zamuda. Is there any discussion or comments? Hearing none, all those in favor of approving the motion, please vote aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it. The motion passes unanimously, and the items on the consent calendar are approved. The next item is new business. At this time, I would like, I don't know, Mr. Christman, do I have to make a motion to amend the agenda items in the order?
Yes, I would make a motion to amend the agenda item order. So if you want to move the mural project up, motion would be made accordingly.
I just need to find it. My gosh, where do we have H? Oh, my goodness, we have them at H. They'll be here till midnight. All right, so I will make a motion that we amend the agenda, the items on the agenda, to move item H all the way up to the top and make that item AA.
I'll second that.
All right, so motion made, motion seconded. Any questions or comments? All right, hearing none, all in favor of the motion, please vote aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it. The motion passes. And for better or not, Ms. Meg, we are now at the consideration of a proposal for a mural on the property at 1669 East Derry Road. I'll let Mr. Emmerich introduce it, and then Ms. Meg, you can come up to the podium. Remember, if you're speaking, you'll come up to the podium and introduce yourself. You don't have to give your address for presentations, but you introduce yourself, and then there may be questions from the board, et cetera. So Mr. Emmerich, do you want to introduce the topic?
Sure, thank you. The zoning regulations contain provisions for the authorization of murals and street art to enable an orderly method and review process for the establishment of such displays. Section 225.428 allows murals and street art within all zoning districts of the township, but requires authorization from the Board of Supervisors. A mural is defined as the application of paint, acrylic, or other material directly onto or on a changeable panel attached to the exterior surface of a building, wall, or other structure, excluding signs and roofs, whose sole purpose is to create an aesthetic design to commemorate or depict a scene or event of natural, social, cultural, or historic significance, and including historical commercial messages and/or logos, but not including commercial messages and/or logos related to activities occurring on the premises. It goes on to say that the name of the artist, sponsor, and the year of installation completion is permitted, but shall not exceed 3 square feet. The mural tonight before you is proposed to be placed on 6 fence panels parallel to East Derry Road near its intersection with East Chocolate Avenue, and will be approximately 48 feet long by 6 feet high. The proposed images would be painted directly on the fence panels. The board is tasked with determining whether it agrees with the desirability of the mural as proposed and whether the mural is fitting and appropriate to the function and location of the structure. In the description of the mural titled Maya's Narrative, and I think she'll be introducing part of that, she describes why she believes the mural meets the requirements of being based on natural, social, and historic elements. In this case, the property contains Splat Studios, a family art studio, which on the surface clouds the restriction that a mural cannot include commercial messages and/or logos related to activities occurring on the premises. As is often the case, art and mural art is subjective, and while the mural is proposed in front of the art studio, does it constitute a sign for the business, or does it go beyond the activities happening in the building? That's what the board needs to decide. I'm on the fence and not really making a recommendation, pun intended, to the board. However, I will share with you the PowerPoint presentation that you heard that was presented to the students. And basically, I help them understand what a sign is, what a mural is, and the differences. And then we did a little test. We went through a couple images, but again, I thought I'd share with you. And so the question is that a sign or a mural? Well, the faucet on a Kohler building, I believe, is a sign. And in this case, is this a sign or a mural? I think this is a freedom of speech mural on a college campus. And this one, sign or mural, again, it doesn't really depict anything commercial, and it's on a Hispanic community center, on the side of a Hispanic community center. And in this case, this is a beautiful clipper ship. It's called the Chasseur. It was built in 1812. Signer mural. In this case, I think it's a sign because it happens to share the name of the restaurant that it's painted on. And again, another very artistic mural that's on the side of a Asian food restaurant. And again, I believe that this would be a mural. Just to help the board, you know, get a feel for which is which. In this case, it's a very interesting picture of dogs in a house with the word foster here. And I believe it to be a sign as it's on the side of the adoption center for animals. And then just interestingly, the mail pouch barns certainly started out as signs. Today, in many cases, they're protected as historic signage. So that's what I presented to the class. And with that, I'll turn the floor back over.
All right. Is Maya going to make her presentation? Good. Sure. Make sure you pull the mic down. You get comfortable with it. She's tall, so maybe she doesn't need it.
Okay. Hi, I'm Maya Darawish.
And Maya, is the microphone on? Make sure it's pushed on.
Okay. I'm Maya Darawish. I'm 14, and I go to Hershey High School.
Welcome, Maya. It's hard to hear, though. I'm not sure if...
I think she's just speaking softly.
You can pull it as close to you as you want, too.
It's green, so I'm assuming that's not.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Just speak close to the mic to the thing. That's fine.
So here's my narrative, which is like the story for my piece of art. So for my piece, I wanted to showcase how artists work together as a community to come up with, share, and create new ideas. Across each panel, there are frames similar to a museum displaying several different art forms. And a lot of them, the subject looks like it's popping out of the frame to help translate the message that each art piece inspires a new one. Some examples are if you take an art form like music, as featured in one of the frames, then one artist might be inspired to make a dance, as seen in the frame next to it. Another artist may see that, and that sparks their idea to make a sculpture, as shown below. Another example is the art of flower arrangement or bouquet making. One artist may see it and think to make a cake with a similar pattern, while another fashion designer may make a dress with a floral print, or a poet may be inspired to write a poem about their beauty. This fits the requirements for the community mural, as it features aspects of social, natural, and historical elements as described in the packet with the description for your mural. First, pieces of nature are a key part of this piece, with mountains, landscapes, flowers, and other wildlife being featured in some way on every panel. Historical elements are brought in through some older pieces shown, such as Little Dancer by Edgar Degas and the Mona Lisa by Leonardo da Vinci. Finally, the main story of the piece is shown through community as artists fitting into the social part of this mural.
That's very good.
Thank you.
And this is an image of the mural that you proposed to paint on the fence, correct?
Yes.
Very good.
Thank you.
We're not going to ask Maya any tough questions, Meg, so you're going to have to take over the microphone. Okay?
Do we have tough questions?
No, we don't have tough ones, but we do have some questions just about the design. So is this mural, is the proposal that it be painted on a fence that's already in existence?
The fence is already in existence, but the current fence is dilapidated. And so it's my understanding that as long as I'm replacing it with the same material, it fits into, so there's a wood fence that they've started to prime in the backyard.
And just stand in front of the mic so that, Maya, but it helps.
My turn. So the wooden panels will be replaced with new panels, those that don't have holes or missing pieces. And Maya also has come into the studio, and we're going to create this, like one of my students had mentioned to you, that we'll be working with the community. So we're looking at younger children also participating in the painting. And so she started making a map to create a color code. The paint is going to be donated by Almonds Paint, and it'll be a paint by number. And my students will be volunteering to help families paint it.
So. Oh, nice. And so does the... Just so I understand, I'm visualizing this. The panels that are donated, are they painted first indoors and then they're they're erected?
In the backyard. So it's a fenced, it's a safe fenced-in area that during COVID, I decided I needed to have a fenced-in area for the children to be able to make art outside. So it's in the back, and the six panels are already there, and these students have already come in and put, it is pressure-treated lumber, but they put a prime coat on so that we have a white background, which is easy on me all.
Yeah. And anybody else has any questions can chime in. I have others, but go ahead.
Maya, this looks beautiful.
Yeah.
My question is, Meg, mm-hmm. Once the project is done and the mural is created, is there a plan to keep it looking beautiful? Because obviously it'll be out in the elements. So is there a plan to keep this same mural looking pristine, or is this something that, like, maybe in a few years you'll have a new set of kids design and redo the mural?
Well,
so there's a couple questions.
Yeah. So the creative mind is always thinking about the new idea. That being said, we are using quality Benjamin Moore paints. Derek did not ask me to say that. It is exterior paint. It's the same that's on the building. Okay. And so I do anticipate that there's going to be some longevity, but certainly if it needed any repair work, we would take care of that.
Okay.
And who knows if we'll be back in 5 years asking for approval for a new design.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. That was my questions. Thank you.
Yes, thank you.
Right. And so that fence is... Chuck, I'll ask you, I'm not going to ask this to Meg, but is that fence closer to the road than our zoning would currently allow? It's probably been grandfathered in over the years, but I mean...
Today, it's taller than our zoning ordinance would allow. If you're within 10 foot of the right-of-way, which I believe that fence probably is, we limit it to 48 inches, and this is a 60-inch fence. So it's taller than what we would permit, but it is grandfathered.
It is good. So as long as... Meg is installing the same size fence, essentially, she's entitled to do that,
yes.
Correct?
We don't even require a permit for in-kind replacement.
And Chuck, have you thought about, in terms of ongoing maintenance, right? Just, you know, if one of the boards, if it's vandalized or if during a snow event, you know, there's something, somebody hits it, I mean, is there, what... How do we control the just making sure that it is properly kept up? Because it's going to be a mural now, so it's going to be more than just the fence that's there.
I would think a condition of approval could be included to require it to be maintained. Okay. And that way, if we do get a complaint, we have something to come back to.
Okay. In the event that it fell into disrepair, that's all we're talking about. We're just trying to think
bigger
picture than just this particular mural. Okay. Other questions?
Any idea of lighting? Will
lighting.
It be lit up?
No lighting, additional lighting. Like that. Okay. That is a pretty well lit corner.
Okay.
In Derry Township.
Nice
job.
Nice work.
Rick.
Yeah, quick question. Maya, great work. Rest of the kids too. You did a bang up job. Excellent. Ms. Nutt brought up the question of fading. Is there any thought to maybe putting an ultraviolet coating on there?
I have not thought about that. That being said, I do believe that Benjamin Moore's paints are a high-quality exterior paint. That's what we're using.
Yeah, I'm sure they are, but
yes.
That's an east-facing side, so it's going to catch the sun from early morning to early in the afternoon.
Yeah.
So it's going to get blasted.
Mm-hmm.
So just a thought. Maybe you can ask.
Do you have a product recommendation? Or?
I would just talk to the guy at Almonds.
Okay.
They're pretty good. We use them,
yes,
too.
Yeah, he's excellent. Yeah. I'll ask him.
Any other questions?
What is the length of the current fence? Is that 48 feet there, or is it a little bigger?
It is the six panels.
Six panels.
Yes,
48. So you would envision that the mural will be the entire length of the fence?
Yes.
That's great.
Mm-hmm.
That's really neat.
And the new wood is a privacy panel, yeah. And the kids are excited to start painting the other side, too.
So, Carter, having looked at this a little bit longer, I think you can see the break between the panels that are kind of built into the into the sketch.
And you're paint by numbering all of them, Maya? That's crazy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's great.
You want to show?
Sure. You can see on here.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I made a color code on a separate piece of paper, and you can see there's
numbers for like each of them, where they like correspond to the different colors.
It's really neat.
Detail.
It's a lot of work.
Let me take these off. Oh, I see that.
They'll allow us to number the paint pots and keep things.
You're
going to
sketch that on there first, and then.
Yeah.
You can put the numbers on. So
Meg, do you have your littlest artists helping with that? Like the littlest artists at SPLAT?
The littlest artists are 3 years old, and we've been inviting families that have been coming into the studio to come back.
Oh, fun.
We had a family from Melton Country School in on Sunday, and they're eager to bring back their full house as part of their community exposure.
Mm, nice.
Fun.
Okay. I think those are all the questions we have. There were no hard ones. Nobody cried tonight. We were all good, right? None of us. Sometimes we do cry, but not tonight. So what I'll do is I'll let you take a seat, and then I'll ask the board. Anyone have a motion?
I am going to offer a motion that the authorization is granted for the SPLAT studio mural as proposed. It being generally compliant with the requirements of the Township Zoning Ordinance and the condition that elements of the mural are not larger, or not later used for logos for the business operating on the property so that it remains in compliance with our regulations. I'm going to add one small item to the motion, though, that it's contingent on a satisfactory maintenance plan being worked out with Mr. Emmerich. So we'll issue the conditional approval this evening.
Yeah, all right, very good. Motion made by Mrs. Nutt for conditional approval. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Motion is seconded by, seconded by Mr. Wyckoff. Is there any discussion or questions? Just in the point of discussion, it is terrific work. Your students did a great job. Thank you for the excellent presentation. And with that, all those in favor of approving the motion, please vote aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it. The motion unanimously passes. Thank you. Now we're gonna give the group a little chance to get up, and anyone that wishes to leave may. Otherwise, then we're gonna close the doors, and everyone else is trapped.
Is that us, Chris?
No, you can't leave.
Yeah, you had enough time off.
And then, Mr. Foley, could I ask you just to close the doors as people leave, just because I know you know how to do that. Well, he's been here before. That's okay. He's a veteran. He's a veteran of the board. I know he knows how to close the doors. And Mr. Corrado is great at sneaking out through them, so I have him on that side. All right. Excellent. All right. Thank you, everybody. And we'll go back to the top of the agenda. And the next item, then, is the appointment of one member to the Parks and Rec Advisory Board for an unexpired 5-year term. This is the term that was vacated by Mr. Bishop. So I think I'll turn this over to Mr. Jackson. Would you like me to turn this over, Mr. Chrisman?
Sure.
Go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. As you noted, we received the resignation from Jack Bishop early in September of this year. That would vacate his seat on the Park and Recreation Advisory Board, and we'll have a term with 3 years remaining that would expire on December 31, 2026. We're recommending this evening that Beth Ann, she's also known as Betsy Hancock, be appointed to fill that seat. In your packet tonight is a kind of a list and a copy of her resume of the different things that she's been associated with. The administration is recommending her appointment this evening to fill that unexpired term that will terminate on December 31, 2026.
All right. Very good. Any questions for Mr. Chrisman about appointing Ms. Hancock? If not, is there a motion?
I'll make a motion. I move that the Board of Supervisors approve the appointment of Betsy Hancock to the Parks and Recreation Advisory Board for a term that will expire December 31st, 2026.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Corrado. Motion made by Mr. Corrado. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Motion is seconded by Mr. Zamuda. Any questions or comments? I will just make the comment that this is Ms. Hancock is filling Mr. Bishop's term, the unexpired term, and that Mr. Bishop was the president of the Moeller Senior Center Board, and so when the Moeller Senior Center became part of the Derry Township Community Center, we thought it made good sense that one member of that organization serve on the Parks and Rec Advisory Council, since they're a major tenant of the building and a major contributor to the building. So that's why Mr. Bishop was in that role, and why Ms. Hancock, who is also a member of the Moeller Center Board, was recommended to us for appointment. So with that as the background, motion's being made and seconded. All those in favor of the motion, please vote aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it. Motion passes unanimously. Thank you. The next item is item B. It's on your agenda. It's the request to close West Caracas Avenue between Cocoa Avenue and Linden Road for the Choctoberfest 2023. And I look to Lieutenant Roach for this item.
Yes, sir. The Downtown Hersey Association is requesting to hold their annual event, Choctoberfest, in and around Chocolatown Square Park and the area surrounding it to include the first block of West Caracas Avenue. Choctoberfest 2023 is scheduled for Saturday, October 14th, 2023, from 11 a.m. till 6 p.m. This particular closure is requested to be to occur between 6 a.m. and with reopening scheduled for 8 p.m. And this is to facilitate the vendor load-in and setup of the parties facilitating the event. Downtown Hersey Association carries the insurance, and all vendors carry insurance, naming the township and DHA as policyholders for the event. The anticipated attendance this year is 10,000 people. Police Department is working in concert with the Public Works Department to facilitate the movement of barricade and street closure devices. This will not impact the fire department. Of course, access and egress to the apparatus will still be enabled. So we're seeking the board's approval to close this during the time period stated.
And just a question, and I'll direct it, I don't know if I'm directing it to Mr. Zmuda or Mr. Emmerich. Last year, my impression was that while the event is really a really nice event, it is very well attended. I did feel like trash receptacles outside the event area on Chocolate Avenue were just like spilling over. And I was only there for a moment in time, so it maybe that was rectified very quickly. But is there a plan in place, and do the organizers ensure that that their people are keeping an eye on those things? Because what happens is trash is piling up over that, and it's on like the church property.
I'm going to answer, but I'm going to incriminate Rick. Rick generally does garbage duty for our events.
See,
however,
I am qualified for something.
let me go on to say that we do have a pickup truck, a dump truck coming from Public Works, so that when we empty the cans, we can get them right into their truck. That truck will be located behind the firehouse in the four parking spaces adjacent to their, in one of the four spaces adjacent to their generator. So kind of between the firehouse and the event, for ease of gathering that trash and getting it someplace that then Public Works comes back Monday and hauls everything away. So last year you caught us at a bad moment. I know that the trash all ended up by the truck. Last year we overfilled the truck. So for Sunday there may be bags beside the truck, but only one truck was available from Public Works for that.
Yeah, I mean, it's clearly the event keeps growing in size, and that's a positive reflection of the event. But it's also an event that necessarily is going to generate garbage, right? Which is mm-hmm.
And we've...
But it did seem like, as I was leaving the event and walking down Chocolate Avenue mm-hmm. towards the window, some of those trash cans were flowing over, and I'm glad, I just want to make sure somebody's got their eyes on it, because it was really an eyesore on that particular corner.
There's some trash carts, the waste management carts in the park. I think Public Works is going to bring us another half dozen of each style. And we have ordered bags. They don't typically have bags in them, but we've ordered garbage bags so that we can empty them and, kind of refreshen the use. So Yes, trash is on our mind as well.
Yeah, and I'm sure people are walking away, sort of finishing their beer or soda or water, and they're just putting it, you know, on the trash can as they're walking out. So I understand it. Yes. So I thank you for addressing that. Mm-hmm.
Sure.
All right. So, any questions for Lieutenant Roach on the closure of the road? They're doing a really nice job, and it does seem to be very well organized. I don't see that it creates any traffic issues. So, is there a motion? I'll go ahead and make a motion that the request to close West Caracas Avenue between,
Cocoa Avenue and Linden Road for the Choctoberfest 2023 on Saturday, October 14th, 2023 from 6 to 8 p.m. be hereby approved. Is there a second to my motion?
Second.
Motion seconded by Mr. Corrado. Is there any further discussion or questions?
Yes. Since I'm on the DHA board, I'm going to recuse myself from this.
All right. So, with that, with Mr. Zamuda's recusal, all those in favor of approving the motion, please vote aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Hearing none, the motion passes 4-0 with one recusal. Thank you, everyone, and good luck with the event. The next item on the agenda is C. It's the proclamation declaring Friends of Library Week. And I'll turn to Mrs. Jacobine.
So the Friends of the Hershey Public Library are actually celebrating their 60th anniversary this year. So the Hershey Public Library is proposing a proclamation to declare October 15th through the 21st, 2023, Friends of Library Week in Derry Township to coincide with the National Celebration of Library Friends Groups. And Chairman Abruzzo, you should have the proclamation to read into the record. And we do have some members of the Friends here today to be here for the proclamation.
I would just make one note. I think we should make bigger proclamations. I think they would look more, these don't look very impressive, but the words on them are. So I would say that the proclamation reads, whereas the Friends of the Hershey Public Library, established in 1963 by a dedicated group of volunteers, are celebrating 60 years of supporting the work of the Hershey Public Library, and whereas Friends raise money through their annual book sale that enables the library to move from good to great, providing the resources for adult and children's programming, author visits, and special events throughout the year. And whereas the work of the Friends highlights on an ongoing basis the fact that our library is the cornerstone of the community, providing possibilities for everyone to enrich their lives and connect with the thoughts and ideas of others from ages past to present. And whereas the Friends understand the critical importance of libraries and advocate to ensure that our library gets the resources it needs to provide a wide variety of services to all ages, including access to print and electronic materials, along with expert assistance in research, reader's advisory, and children's services. And whereas the Friends' gift of their time and commitment to the library sets an example for all in how volunteerism leads to positive civic engagement and the betterment of our community, now therefore be it proclaimed that the Derry Township Board of Supervisors declares October 15th to the 21st, 2023, as Friends of Libraries Week in the Township of Derry, and urges everyone to join the Friends of the Hershey Public Library and thank them for all they do to make our library and community so much better. Thank you very much. So I know that we have a representative from the Friends here. We probably have more than one representative. Thank you to the Friends of the Hershey Library. You do truly do a great job helping the library and fulfill its mission to this community. So we're in debt to you. Thank you very much. And we're proud to proclaim October 15th to the 21st. I make sure I say it right. Friends of the Library Week in Derry Township. And I'm going to give this to you, Mrs. Jacobine, and then you can post it in the library for all to see. And then you can give it to the Friends if they want to keep it for ever.
I'll make a motion that the Board of Supervisors approve the proclamation declaring October 15 to 21 Friends of Libraries Week in Derry Township.
I'll second.
Very good. Motion made. Motion seconded. Any question or discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please vote aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Hearing none, The motion passes unanimously. Probably should have took the vote to make sure everybody agreed before I read the proclamation, but I felt like that was a no-brainer. So thank you, everyone. All right, that takes us to our next item. It's the D. It's the adoption of the decision for conditional use application number 2023-01 for 267 and 339 West Chocolate Avenue as filed by the Hershey Lumberyard LLC. Mr. Emmerich?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. As was explained at the public hearing, which began on August 22, 2023, and was continued to August 29, 2023, and eventually concluded on September 7th, 2023, this conditional use application has been filed by the Hershey Lumberyard LLC, seeking authorization for the establishment of a dwelling for employees and students in accordance with 225.501.56 of the zoning ordinance. The land proposed for this use are comprised of four tracts owned by the Hershey Trust Company and located in the downtown core 9.1 overlay district of the Hershey Mixed Use Zoning District. The four tracts, once combined, will contain a total gross area of 4.952 acres. The proposed use is permitted by conditional use in the zoning ordinance. Pat Armstrong had drafted and circulated a decision to grant the conditional use request with conditions. Tonight's meeting is the last regular meeting of the Board of Supervisors prior to the expiration of time within which the decision must be rendered, which is October 22nd of 2023. I'm recommending the decision be adopted as written.
All right, very good. Any questions for Mr. Emmerich on this item? Is there a motion?
I'll make a motion. The motion is that the decision for conditional use application number 2023-01 is hereby adopted.
All right, motion made by Mr. Corrado. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Good. Mrs. Nutt, second in the motion. Any questions or discussion? I would just, were somebody going
to
say,
Mr. Yeah, Wilson? I just want to make it clear to everyone that the decision is to grant the conditional use with a set of over 26 conditions. And I believe the applicant is aware of that, correct?
Correct.
Okay, just to make it clear.
Thank you. That was exactly what I was going to point out. But yes, and the board spent considerable time working on this issue with our solicitor, and so we're satisfied moving forward that this particular approval is warranted. So motion was made. It was seconded. Any other discussion or comment? Hearing none, all those in favor of approving the decision for the conditional use application, please vote aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it. The motion passes unanimously. Thank you.
And Pat will, I believe, get this off to you tomorrow, or Zach, or Chuck, are you going to mail it?
Typically, Janelle takes care of those mailings, but we'll see that it gets out.
Well, then Janelle is going to mail it to you.
All right. Thank you, gentlemen. The next item on the agenda is E. It's the consideration of time extension for conditional approval of the preliminary final land development plan for the U-Haul moving and storage of Hershey, Plat 1370. Mr. Emmerich.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I think everybody's familiar with this project that's located at 1000 Old West Chocolate Avenue. It proposes the demolition of an existing building and the construction of a new multi-story building for enclosed storage. The Board of Supervisors approved the plan on May 9th, 2023, conditioned upon several items being addressed by the applicant no later than November 9th of 2023. The applicant, by way of their legal counsel, has requested an extension of time until February 15th, 2024, to address the remaining outstanding conditions of approval. The applicant has also requested approval to be able to record the plan prior to receiving PennDOT Highway Occupancy Permit approval, which needs to be addressed under the developer's agreement. As has been done in the past, the applicant is looking to supplement the development agreement and is going to coordinate the language with Pat Armstrong, and there were some emails back and forth today, so long as the board is willing to allow the supplement, in other words, to allow the plan to be recorded prior to them receiving their PennDOT Highway Occupancy Permit. I'm recommending that the board extends the approval of Plat 1370 until February 15th, 2024, conditioned upon the following, the 16 conditions of approval noted in my staff comments. And I'll leave it to the board to address the recording of the plan.
Okay, so representing the applicant.
Yep. Good evening, Charlie Sir from Stevenson Lee, covering for my partner Ambrose Hines. I'm actually here for the next one too. I'm here with Jeff Levigood. Chuck explained it pretty well. We're just looking for some more time to satisfy the condition. 6 months is really tight to get things done. We're still working through PennDOT. We have another for the driveway HOP. We're on our third submission. We hope to get that cleared up soon. We're a little concerned maybe with the holidays. It may slow down a little bit as we get towards the end of the year. So that's why we're requesting the February time period to get the driveway, which kind of goes into the second request that goes in there. We really would like to get started on that before we get our HOP, which would then allow us to record our plan. We do have the note on the plan recognizing that no occupancy could take place without the HOP. And we understand that there's to be a modification to the developer's agreement, and we've already worked with Pat on the language for that. I think it's been done before within the township to do that. There's just some minor cleanup items on the plans that our engineers could clear up with staff over the next 2 weeks or so. The plans would be ready. They could then be signed. I believe all the security and all the other agreements are in place for that. So that's really our second quest, just to kind of jumpstart the project a little bit instead of waiting for the HOP. It's going to hit in January, February. It really isn't the best time for us to start.
So just a question for Mr. Nelson. I mean, I know that there have been some instances in the township where we've allowed the plan to be recorded before the HOP permit has been issued. I did think they were in really limited instances. They were, I mean, I can think of the two that we did.
Yeah, there are two things. Pat was forwarded amendments to the development agreement, but Pat has not agreed to them or approved them. He was just going to review them. Also, as you pointed out, this is not the normal course of action for the township. It's certainly not something that either Pat or I would normally recommend. And my understanding, when it was done before in the township, it didn't have to do anything in regards to a full access HOP, but rather it was a very minor matter, very tangential to the overall project. So this is sort of a different animal, this request, than what what you have approved in the past.
Yeah, and I think sometimes we're not always sure what the ramifications are, but of filing the plan before we have the HOP permit has been issued. But so, Mr. Nelson, it would be your recommendation, but you believe also Mr. Armstrong's recommendation that we not approve that?
Yes, it would be both of our recommendations, and in fact, we have seen issues, problems when the plans have been recorded and a project's been started before an HOP issued, and the issuance of the HOP was actually different than what was approved, and they had to go back and redo the plan and redo the project. So I think this is a bit of putting the cart before the horse.
The only thing I'll add to that, Mr. Sir, is that in the instances that I can recall, we made a big deal at the time about the limited circumstances in which we would do this. I personally don't have any issue with the request for the extension to February. I think we have been trying to be very careful about, I don't want to use the word controlling in a pejorative sense, but like sort of keeping our arms around development in the township. So I'll open it up to any other board members that have a comment on that issue. Anybody have an issue on, anybody have anything to add to that? Otherwise, do you have anything in response, Mr. Sir?
Yeah, I mean, I think there, it certainly can be an issue with certain HOPs. You certainly wouldn't want to do that. I think where we are right now, first of all, it's just limited driveway access. We are within our third submission. We're not anticipating any changes to our land development plan, which would be outside the right-of-way, which would necessitate there being a resubmission, having to go back, that your as-built would be off. I think that I think that concern is maybe a little exaggerated in this case right now, but I certainly can see in other cases coming in right now. That being said, I understand what the decision said. The decision said that you'd have the HOP, so we're asking for just a relief from that to go through with that. We're not concerned that there would be changes to the LD plan based upon the PennDOT comments we have to date, which is why we're making the request. If we thought that there were going to be changes, we certainly would understand that 100%, and we wouldn't be asking for that. But again, it's just a request, so he could get started sooner. It's really in your discretion. If you choose not to, then, well, the project will wait till we get our HOP, then we'll start at that point.
Okay. And Jeff, did you have anything you wanted to say to the board? You don't have to. I didn't want to.
None other than, timing with winter weather conditions too long. If we can get started, we can create some ground on this while we still have favorable conditions. And if we have a winter like last winter, if it's even more favorable, we can, keep the same old timeline here.
Okay. Thank you. We appreciate it. All right. Well, we can entertain a motion from the board, and the motion can contain approval of both items or approval of one or the other. So I will offer to the board. Is there a motion?
I'll offer a motion. Check that request is not in your departmental head recommendations. Correct?
That's correct.
Okay.
And since you've given me the floor just for a second,
I'll
add two more things. Jeff, you can tear down the building that's there ahead of recording the plan. I believe we've issued that permit. And I think you guys just moved the job trailer on the site tonight.
Tearing down that building is going to take me 2 weeks.
Okay. Well, I just want to make you aware of that. That is right for...
Okay, I appreciate that.
And just so the board knows, if they happen to see activity there, it might be the demolition of the existing building, which is permitted. So with that, it's not the PennDOT recording the plan prior to PennDOT is not included in my written motion.
Okay. I mean, I'm comfortable making a motion that allows the additional time. I'm always of the opinion that, you grant this extension, and we've got a lot of, I think we were joking that it's developer night here at our township supervisor meeting. Everyone asks for these things, so it's nice to just keep things as consistent as possible. That's my opinion.
Are you making a motion?
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes. I'll make a motion that the approval of the preliminary final land development plan for U-Haul moving and storage of Hershey Plat 1370 is extended to February 15th, 2024, subject to compliance with items 1 through 16 in the department head recommendation section of this agenda.
All right. Motion is made by Mrs. Nutt. Is there a second?
I'll second.
All right. Motion is seconded by Mr. Zamuda. Any comment or questions? I would just state for the record, Mr. Suritz, it does seem like what you're asking for is not a big deal, but in light of the position of our council, I don't feel comfortable overriding their recommendation, so I'm going to support this motion, but for that reason alone, and I appreciate your...
That's fine.
I don't know what I was going to say. Just appreciate it. So if there's no other comment or question, I'll call for a vote. All those in favor of approving the motion, please vote aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it. The motion passes unanimously. Thank you very much.
Good, thanks.
Thank you. I know you're comfortable sitting right. I know you are. I know you are. So that's okay. I have the wrong glasses tonight, so you have to bear with me. So the next item is F. It's the consideration of a third time extension for conditional approval of the preliminary land development and stormwater management site plan for Hershey Square proposed outparcel development, plat 1353. So Mr. Emmerich, I'll let you introduce it.
Sure. Here again, I think the board's well familiar with this project. The Board of Supervisors initially approved the preliminary plan for plat 1353 on December 6th, 2022. They provided one extension until August 31st of 2023 and a second extension until October 31st of 2023. The applicant, by way of their legal counsel, has requested a third extension of time until November 15th of 2023 to address the outstanding time-sensitive conditions. The third extension request proposes no changes to the details of the previously approved preliminary plan or to the waivers or deferments that were granted However, the plan submitted on September 21st of 2023, now clearly labeled as a preliminary plan, does show substantial modifications related to traffic improvements that were not conditionally approved by the Board of Supervisors as part of their conditional preliminary plan approval in December of 22. This has generated additional comments in my recommendations related to the conditions of approval, which typically the conditions of approval are just carried ahead from the prior approval. The condition that's added in here is number five, that the applicant shall remove the proposed roadway improvements that are based on the TIS from the preliminary plan set no later than November 15th of 2023. These improvements are depicted on sheets C5.2, C6.2, and C7.2. I think it's more appropriate to include those on the final plan submission, which resulted after the preliminary plan approval. So with that, I am recommending that the board extends the approval of the preliminary plan for plat 1353 until November 15th, 2023, subject to the eight conditions in my staff comments.
All right, questions for Mr. Emmerich? And I'll note Mr. Sir is present. And the engineer.
I mean, we're still proceeding with PennDOT. We just got comments back today from the HOP submission. There's some more, I guess I call it cleanup items, and there's some coordination, I believe, with the signals, that HRG's signal plans.
It's Grove Miller planners. Grove Miller. Long story short, we
just have to introduce yourself at the microphone. That's all.
Holly Evans Engineering. Very briefly, we did receive our most recent PennDOT review comments today. And basically, the very minor cleanup comments, coordination, and of course, in our second submission to PennDOT, we also provided the left turn lane extension, which the township had discussed with us. We also included erosion sedimentation control information, bond information. So there was a lot of new information. And long story short, we're down to some very minor technical comments and administrative items with PennDOT. That's what we're down to. Likewise, we have some minor comments from the township engineer on the plan presentation, which will take care of and coordinate all that together in one final submission. I apologize, Chuck, on the item on a preliminary plan. Long story short, I thought you wanted those items included on the preliminary plan. That's why we added those items to the plan as part of the cleanup. So I've got no problem taking the three pages and putting them back to where they were. So that was a misunderstanding on our part relative to what the staff was asking for with their approval. But we do have approval by the County Conservation District now on the improvements to May Street and Hershey Park Drive. And the comments, like I said, they're very minor, nothing insurmountable at all.
Okay. And so at this point, the request today is just to extend the...
Yeah, just that it's that 60-day, six-month period. That's okay. All, just to go through, because otherwise it would expire. This would have been the meeting that you'd have to act in the plans, and the HOP is not issued yet.
Yeah,
so we're back to that.
If we may be straight up, we'll have to ask for another extension, because when we made this request, we had not received the PennDOT comments. So we wanted to make sure we had a chance to at least come before the board tonight to discuss the project and figure out where things are going. So we will have to have another extension at some point in time, but we're not forced into a vote tonight.
Right.
We gave the extension until middle of November so that we can basically then, after receiving the comments, address everything properly, submit one more time extension to the township.
Okay.
That would be then corresponding. So you will see us back for another time extension, but it's mostly because now that we have all the information in, we can then now make one final addressment.
Now, that seems reasonable, so I don't have any questions. Does anybody else have any questions for either Mr. Sir or Ms. Evans? All right, thank you. We can entertain a motion.
I'll offer a motion that the approval of the preliminary land development and stormwater management site plan for Hershey Square proposed outparcel development plat 1353 is extended to November 15th, 2023, subject to compliance with items 1 through 8 in the department head recommendation section of this agenda.
All right. Motion made by Mrs. Nutt. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Motion seconded by Mr. Wyckoff. Any further discussion or questions? Hearing none, all those in favor of approving the motion, please vote aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it. Motion passes unanimously. Thank you.
Thank you.
Mr. Sir.
Thank you.
All right, the next item on the agenda is item G. It's the construction modifications to the preliminary final subdivision and land development plan for Town Place Suites Hotel, plat 1328. Mr. Emmerich. And Mr. Getz is here. We know Mr. Getz. It's like we feel like we're family anymore.
I think I have a name badge.
So I thank you.
But 1328 and the associated design plans, collectively the settlement plans, represent plans that both the applicant, Bears Creek Hershey Hotel, the second LLC, and the Board of Supervisors found to be an acceptable solution and reasonable compromise to settle the dispute surrounding the approval of the demolition of 6 dwelling units and the construction of a hotel in the 500 block of West Chocolate Avenue, originally proposed under Plat 1309. The settlement plan, consistent with the plans that preceded them, represented the subdivision or lot consolidation and the land development of the property addressed 554 through 574 West Chocolate Avenue. The settlement plans were ultimately approved under the 2017 zoning ordinance, which was in effect when Plat 1309 was submitted. Under the settlement plans, the applicant proposed to combine the six lots into a single tract, having a gross area of 8.8082 acres, with no new street right-of-way being dedicated. The property had contained 6 dwelling units and associated accessory structures, which were raised earlier this year to make way for the 5-story, 60-foot-high, 80-room hotel. The applicant is now proposing alterations to the settlement plan, which involves relocating some of the parking spaces, including some of the parking lifts, relocating the dumpster area, and modifying the retaining wall. The plans and documents submitted with the request note that these modifications will result in, and just give me one moment, please, to get your plan up so you can see. Relocation in the height of the proposed retaining wall. Actually, there's a little bit better plan here. So the existing retaining wall had spanned behind this green box on the plan and is now proposed to come out to the edge of that green box. Relocate the 3 car lifts and compact spaces and general modifications to the parking area. So in this area, there were car lifts that are now being relocated in line with the other car lifts. And then just some other modifications to the parking area. Relocation of a light standard and parking lot tree down in the area of the relocated parking lot island. Relocation of the dumpster area from this location next to the building to this location. Relocation of the electrical transformer, as you can see there. A 12-square-foot increase in the parking area, a 17-square-foot increase in the parking area landscaping, and a 149-square-foot increase in the interior parking area landscaping. It's my belief that the modifications are minor in impact on the overall development. By example, if they had built this per the plan and came in to modify this, they wouldn't be processing another plan. HRG reviewed the modifications, and they have no engineering comments to offer. If the board's agreeable to allow the modifications as proposed, then it would be appropriate to authorize Pat Armstrong to prepare a written conditional approval and or recordable document memorializing the approved modifications to the plan that will come back before the board for formal action at a future meeting. In this case, because of the settlement agreement for the project, the settlement agreement specifically says that no modifications can be made to the plan without written consent by both parties. So that's in essence what you would be granting is written consent in accordance with the settlement agreement. I don't know if Peter has anything to add to any of that.
I do. Are you done, Chuck?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Yeah, I think my in talking to Pat about this, I think our only comment would be what we would kind of flip it. We'd be looking for the applicant just to forward a formal letter laying this, you know, what you're proposing to do out. You could have a signature line on that letter for the board chair to sign once he was approved at an upcoming meeting. And I think just that letter agreement would be a sufficient modification. I don't think it, I think these things are minor. We don't need to amend the recorded final plan. I don't think we need a formal amendment to the actual settlement agreement. I think a letter would be sufficient. I agree with Chuck. You know, if this was a normal development, heck, a lot of these things probably would be like field changes that could take place. It wouldn't, the only reason we look at it formally is because of the settlement agreement. But that would be our recommendation to the board. I don't know if Mr. Getz has any issue with that, but I think that's what Pat and I would be looking for.
Hi, I'm Dave Getz. You may remember me from prior meetings. No, we're fine with all that. Chuck took away most of my presentation here, so I won't repeat it. I know the hour is getting late. I would just say that the plan as recorded complies with your ordinances, and we can build it that way. The plan as suggested, these little tweaks, I would call them, is also able to be built, and meets all the ordinance requirements. We just think this makes it a little bit better, particularly for our neighbor next door, who I believe is here, but we're happy to prepare something. Peter, do you expect that this letter agreement would be recorded or just memorialized in the files of the township?
I think that's memorialized. I don't see any reason to record it. You know, obviously, if the applicant wants to, we wouldn't oppose it, but I don't think we need to go that step.
Okay, that's what I was thinking. And I would agree, these are what we usually call field changes, but because of the situation, we're happy to do that. And I will prepare something if the board is so inclined to have us do so. I'll prepare something and clear it with your solicitor, and it'll be approved shortly.
And I will echo, this is typically what we would call construction modification, which we would run through HRG, make sure there's no engineering comments, and issue a letter without coming before the board.
Yeah. Now, I would just say, I thought it was an odd item when I first saw it on the agenda, because these are not the thing, we don't normally see things like this in anything that comes before the board. So, but it makes sense in the way that it's presented.
It's the settlement agreement that drove it here.
Okay. All right, questions?
I have one question just for clarification, if you don't mind. Chuck, will you go back to that first slide?
This one?
Nope. First. It's the first in the entire PDF, if you don't mind, wherever you started. I noticed in the top right corner, first slide.
Okay.
All the way at the top.
Okay, you really meant the first one. Okay.
All right, now go down. All right, so maybe it's the fifth slide. There, right there. That says Zagster enlargement. Mr. Getz, is there a plan to have a Zagster on the property? A bike share?
Can I answer that?
I think so at the time the plan of the settlement agreement. I think Zagster is a local business.
Yeah, that was my concern. I didn't know if while we're talking changes, if this is going to be changed, will there be a new partner?
So there is a note on these plans that says that if Zagster, in essence, it says that if Zagster is no more, then the applicant shall offer another bike share program, which, of course, the Zagster program was run by the Med Center. The Med Center has established a new bike share program. I forget the flavor, but I would expect that that's what we would see here is the Med Center bike share program, which is the same as the bike shares that you see at the over by the old chocolate plant over by 19 sure. East, and also what's proposed to be at the student and employee housing.
Right, but it would be bikes, right? Same exact thing, no changes to it, no...
I would expect that it would still be a bike share program.
Great,
that's
thank correct. You.
All right. Does anybody else have any other questions? If not, I think we can entertain a motion. I don't. Mr. Chris allowed to ask a question during the.
Mr. Chris, are you here in representation of anyone? Yeah, I think normally the board does not take public comment during the votes. Instead, we have public comment at the beginning or at the end of the meeting, which is allowed under the Sunshine Act. Since this is not litigation, I think you could certainly make your comments at the end at that public comment period.
All right.
Thank you. And I think the way we have it set up, I don't think we need an actual vote. If the five board members are happy with what Mr. Goetz and I have discussed, Mr. Goetz can go prepare the letter I asked for, and then once we have that letter, we can have a vote at that point in time. Everyone's shaking their heads, yes? Does that work for you, Mr. Goetz?
Certainly does, Mr. Nelson. Cool. I will get that to you. Should I get it to you or to Pat?
Send it to Pat. Most likely he'll
be handling
it. I'll
probably copy you.
Okay. You can copy me also. That would be fine.
Okay.
All right.
Good. Thank you very much for your
Thank
time.
Thank you, guys.
Thank
you, yes.
All right. Moving on, we took H and we moved that to the top. So now we're on I. I is the consideration to authorize the advertisement of sale of township-owned property, namely a motor vehicle decommissioned from public safety use by the police department in accordance with Pennsylvania's second-class township code. Lieutenant Roach.
Yes, sir. Members of the board, the police department this past year decommissioned three patrol vehicles, primarily because of age depreciation, their functionality as emergency service vehicles, and the limited availability of parts to repair these vehicles to keep them roadworthy. All three are operable. One of the vehicles was transferred to the Public Works Department. One vehicle is pending donation to a nonprofit. The third vehicle is a 2012 Chevy Tahoe Sport Utility Vehicle. The last six of the VIN, the vehicle identification number, are 313486. It's recommended that this vehicle be placed for public auction online and requesting the board's authority to advertise that said vehicle for sale.
All right, any questions for Lieutenant Roach on this item? If not, we can entertain a motion.
I'll make a motion that this board approves for the advertisement for sale of a 2012 Chevy Tahoe by way of online public auction.
All right, motion made by Mr. Zamuda. Is there a second?
Second.
Motion seconded by Mr. Corrado. Any further comments or questions? Hearing none, all those in favor of approving the motion, please vote aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it. Motion passes unanimously. Thank you, Lieutenant. All right, that concludes the items under new business. The next item is Supervisor Board or Committee Reports. We'll start with Mr. Zamuda and work to my right. So, Mr. Zamuda.
I have no reports other than we have Choctoberfest is scheduled for this coming Saturday. Wear your galoshes, bring a raincoat.
All right, thank you. Mr. Corrado.
No report.
Mrs. Nutt?
I have no report this evening.
Mr. Wyckoff?
I have no report this evening. Thank you.
All right, and I also have no report, and I was away at the last meeting at the Board of Supervisors. I was on vacation, so although I missed that meeting, I also missed any intervening meetings, and so I have nothing to report. The next following on the agenda is departmental reports. The first is the police department. Lieutenant Roach.
Sir, we're pleased to announce that we finally accepted our grant monies from the 2022-23 local share gaming grant from Dauphin County. We were able to, in the past 2 weeks, successfully acquire and implement a new training theater system that's going to help our agency with de-escalation practices, use of force application, bias-type training. So very excited that we have this installed. We're going to make use of it and extend our availability of our instructors to our local partners here in Derry Township, namely the security departments at Hershey Medical Center, Milton Hershey School, and some of the other entities. So we're very pleased to have this this newly installed equipment.
Very good. Thank you, Lieutenant. Mr. Sassaman, Volunteer Fire Department.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just a couple quick things. 86 calls for September. We successfully had a soup cook-off last month. It was a great time. Great to see everybody there. It was very full. The attendance was out of this world.
Was everybody from the board there except me?
I don't know. I tried to see as many as I could. I'm not sure.
I secretly...
Most of them were, so...
I just outed them, but I had an excuse. I was in another country, but... I hope it was a great event,
yeah,
and
I
would have I would have been there had I not been on the other side of the world.
I'm sure you were thinking of us, though.
You would never miss one of your kids.
We also did antique auto this past week. So the 5 days, the fire department was there from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. every night from Tuesday through Friday. Well, Friday till noon or so till they got out. So we had that. And the crew itself for the company just entered into their second week of a four-week apparatus pump class. That will be a State Fire Academy approved class. So we're halfway through that. And that's all I have for this evening.
And you're preparing for October 18th?
There's we are.
A parade in Hershey, I understand.
We are all ready to go.
Very good.
Candy very is good. Ready.
Very good. Mr. Piccolo, Public Works.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just one quick thing. Public Works, you probably noticed, is out doing leaf season pickup. We would ask... We have two trucks out doing all the routes, so every route's being covered. And we would ask residents to only put leaves in the piles, no foreign material, branches, other yard waste, flower clippings, grass clippings, things like that, just leaves. And also, and we do have that, I believe we had that on the township website, we're asking residents, we've sent out a number of letters, and we're asking residents to start trimming their trees back for clearances. There's been a lot of trees planted in the township in the last 10 years as street trees. So now they're just starting to creep out into the street and into the sidewalk. So it makes it easier for emergency personnel, buses, public works personnel, if the trees are... provide clearance for our equipment to get through. Makes it better for us, makes it better for them, for the job we can do. That's all I have.
Yeah, thank you for that. Good,
you're welcome.
Good warning. Library, Mrs. Jacobine.
So we had a very successful Chocolatown Book Festival on Saturday. It was really fantastic. We had about 600 people come out, so it was very well attended. We had 56 authors. A reminder that the library will close at 5 p.m. on October 18th for the Halloween parade. I've heard there will be candy. The edible book contest takes place on October 21st, which is hosted by the Friends of the Hershey Public Library. We also have a professional category for the first time this year, and I have at least one bakery that's interested in it. So from 12 to 4 on that day, everyone can come and vote on their favorite edible book that people make. And if you're interested, please check the events calendar for more information.
Very good. Thank you very much.
It's been mentioned several times.
I stole your thunder.
It's a big week.
Allison stole your thunder.
So next Wednesday, October 18th, 75th Annual Hershey Halloween Parade. It'll take place at 7 o'clock. A community center will also be closing at 5 to allow for parade staging. We are still taking registrations, but may need to cap the number of floats. Just due to our parking lot restrictions and with our parade route. We got dangerously close to lapping ourselves last year.
Yeah.
So we know what that number is now, and so if we get there, we may have to cap it. So anyone interested in registering, do so sooner than later.
And the results of the contest that I started without telling Mr. Corrado on, you know, the contest to that decide what costume he would wear in the parade is almost over. People still have time to submit
to their vote. Yeah,
their vote, and there's some really good ones again. Anyway, we're looking forward to it. It's always a great parade. I also thank you, Mr. Piccolo, Lieutenant Roach, Mr. Sassaman, all the folks that volunteer from the township. Afterwards, the parade is a lot of fun, but it's a lot to clean up when it's over, and I've participated. I won't say I watched everybody clean up. I participated in that cleanup before. It's a lot of work afterwards, and thank you to everybody, all the township employees and folks from all of your departments who do volunteer to do that. It's why it looks like the next day you couldn't tell there was a parade where we were throwing candy at people, right? So kudos to everybody for that.
Okay.
All right. Township engineer, Mr. Stump.
No report tonight for me.
Keep the streak alive. Mr. Emmerich, Community Development.
Nothing more, thank you.
Mr. Christman, Township Manager.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Just one item for the board this evening. If you recall, at your last meeting, We talked about, and Mr. Bruzzo, you were not here, we had a request from the Derry Township Municipal Authority to seek township guarantee for a DCIB loan that they're looking to do to complete the Ridge Road Stormwater Project. As you know, there's some pending litigation out there with Westchester Borough and the university regarding the impact of stormwater fees. With that pending litigation, as a result, the DCIB and Dauphin County are looking more for these types of projects to have guarantees from the municipalities in order for them to back the loan. So at the last meeting, the other supervisors granted concurrence for us to kind of move that process forward. We did move it forward due to the fact that the county was looking to get into the marketplace quickly to try to secure the best financing for the DCIB. So that letter was executed on September 27th. We will be providing that guarantee. It's roughly a $3.3 million project. I defer to Mr. Corrado or Mr. Wyckoff for sitting on the GTMA board about the total cost, but I think that's what Bill represented to us at that last meeting. So if there are any other questions from the board, I'm happy to answer it, but in essence, I just wanted to let you know that that letter has gone out, and we will be providing that guarantee for that loan.
Any questions for Chris? All right, that'll conclude departmental reports. That brings us to our next and final visitor public comment session. Same rules as the first. Please, anyone wishing to make public comment, name, first name, last name, address, and then we'd ask you to stick to about 3 minutes. So I think I already know one person, but anybody wishing to come forward, this is the time.
Could you give me my slides here, Chuck? I'm Jonathan Christ. I'm representing Bryson Services, Inc. and their tenant, AIS Insurance, who are the east side adjoinder of the proposed hotel project.
I'm not going to start your time until you get that slide up, so take your time, Mr. Emmer.
No, I want the image, 1807, the last one. There we go. For those of you who keep track of these things, effective as of October 1st, 2018, Pennsylvania adopted the 2015 version of the International Building Code within the Uniform Construction Code. It became effective on October the 1st, 2018, and the reason that I say that is that the first of four plans that were filed by Bears Creek was filed on October 10th of 2018, 10 days after this became effective. This is under 1808.7.1 of the International Building Code, which is incorporated into our Uniform Construction Code in Pennsylvania and in Derry Township. It requires a minimum 15-foot side yard setback for any property that is on a slope of 33% or more, which we are. That, for lack of a better thing, is the AIS building. There is a slope, and they require that the building be at least 15 foot off the toe of the slope, which is the bottom of the slope, which actually happens to be the property line in this case as well. So there is a minimum requirement of 15 foot side yard setback. The plan is approved, only approved a 5-yard side yard setback. It is our position that they cannot get a building permit for this. For this reason, and we will be taking. What happened? Did I lose my? Do you have your? And that we will be filing if the township decides to give them a building permit, and I think that's out for discussion at this point. Where does, what's the group looking at it? What's their name again?
So the board's probably aware that we use Approved Code Services as, I'm not going to call them a third party. They come and fill in whenever we have a need, whenever we are overwhelmed in our department. Or in the present case, when Darren left, we lost the certification for reviewing commercial buildings. So they're reviewing all of our commercial buildings.
The reason for that side yard setback is, of course, because you're dealing with a hill, and you start cutting into the hill with the footers, and the hill starts coming down both into the excavation for the footing, but also it undermines the property that is on the hill. That's why they require that setback. That's been in the footer section of the Uniform Construction Code since October 1 of 2018, before they ever filed their first plan by Bears Creek. So all four plans that they had, 1309, 1315, 1323, and the current one, 1328, all violate this ordinance. And we will be taking a position that we will be appealing any building permit that is granted. As part of that, too, the Uniform Construction Code Board also has jurisdiction. It is our position that the motion they made today for amendment really belongs under the Uniform Construction Code Board. Could I have section 40, go back to the 403.12, the second one up from the top. There we go. There we go. Our ordinance for the Uniform Construction Code is Chapter 85 in Derry Township. It's 85.5. And 85.5B incorporates this, which is 34 PA Code 403.122, into it. And it holds that the exclusive jurisdiction to determine what they've asked you to do goes with the Uniform Code Board. It's goes under F1, equivalent form of construction to be used. Anytime there's going to be a substitute of a plan on equivalent construction, that goes to the Uniform Construction Code Board, not to this board. And that's our position.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Crist. Mm-hmm. Is there anyone else?
Just want to, Rich Campbell, 39 Hawkinsville Road, Hershey. Again, I told you I would be bringing it to your attention about the entertainment tax. Mm-hmm. As we're seeing more and more visitors utilizing more and more of our services. And, of course, with the revenue situation we're all living under, I think it's time we start looking to generate for our schools particularly. So, again, try to get everybody together, sit in the same room, and, you know, 10 cents is fine. But on the last go-around at 10 cents, Hershey Park charged them 13 cents on top of that ticket, at 3 cents that they pocketed over a million, as they projected a million visitors, gave them an extra $30,000 out of that 3 cents. So I think if they're going to argue over 3 cents again, fine. But at least we're getting something. And like I say, they're using our services here, our roads, our water. You know, everything that we have here, they're using when they come in. Police force, you know, that happens a lot. So I think we got to start getting some money to offset some of our expenses that we're going to need in the future. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Gamble. Anyone else? All right, seeing as no one has come forward, we will move on to the next item on the agenda, which is the ever-popular adjournment. Is there someone who wishes to make a motion?
I'll make the motion for adjournment.
Motion made by Mr. Zamuda. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Seconded by Mrs. Nutt. All in favor, please vote aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Motion is adjourned. Thank you, everyone. Have a good night.